Good morning to you all here this morning. This is Wilmer Kaufman with the morning devotion for this morning. My phone number is 484-919-8850. This morning I'd like to talk a little bit about breadwinning and some thought-provoking thoughts that I'd like to share with you. He answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is in Matthew 6:33. The question which Satan put to our Lord has to be settled in every life. Where does bread and bread getting come in? Is it to be our first consideration or our last? According to Satan's way of life, of looking at life, the bread question is paramount. According to Christ, it's secondary. Have you ever seriously considered which policy is yours and what you would do if you had to choose in any supreme crisis? This temptation which comes to our Lord occurs to us all, sooner or later, whether on the lone mountainside or on the crowded thoroughfares of life. The devil comes to us with the suggestion that we must live, and in that last resort we must get our bread, leaving considerations of purity, truth, honor of God, and the eternity to come in second best. At every important turning point in the history of the inner life, those two methods are suggested. Satan says, make these stones into bread. Christ says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. We must choose between God and mammon. We are liable to attacks of hunger in various parts of our nature for food. Satan bids us to snatch it for love. We are tempted to gratify it apart from God. For knowledge, we are apt to seek it in ways that are not illuminated by the light of eternal truth. God, who gave us these strong appetites and desires, knows that we need food. The body is more than meat, and if he gave the one, he is responsible for meeting the other. The blessed angels of his help are even now on their way to you and have been commissioned to bring with them supplies for every need in your life. Do not take your life out of God's hand and act at the dictate of passion. Throw all responsibility on him. They cannot be ashamed that wait for him. Remember the angel that prepared the meal for Elijah in the desert and the breakfast that our Lord himself prepared for his tired and hungry friends. If you will dare to trust and wait for him, even though there be but a step between you and death, he will supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Trust in the Lord to do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. God bless.